This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And that's why we're going to be joined now by our guest, Roy Murdoch, who is a Fox News contributor and a founding member of Project 21, to talk about this issue. DeRoy, great to talk to you today.
Any great talk to you, too.
So let me ask you the question, DeRoy. When you heard the president pull back from the being in Syria there and standing side by side with the Kurds, these Kurds who are protecting prisons that have ISIS criminals in there, kept in there and protected from being out in the public to do what ISIS does, what's your reaction to the president's decision to do so?
Well, you mentioned the ISIS, you call them criminals. Of course, they're ISIS mass murderers. And my number one priority in all of this is to make sure that the ISIS murderers and terrorists remain at least in custody and ideally and preferably eliminated. My desperate fear here is that some of these people apparently have escaped and that more might escape. They easily will go on to more return to jihad and spread mayhem and misery and carnage across the Middle East. Even worse than that, I believe there are about 2,000 of these is the number I've heard. It could be a different number than that. But people who have come from the West, these are people who decided to leave France, Germany, Holland. Some of them, I believe, have left the United States of America, decided they wanted to go join ISIS, and they're over there. If these people get out, they can go back to Paris, go back to Berlin, go back to Amsterdam. Thanks to the visa waiver program, any of them can get onto a United Airlines, American Airlines jet, whatever it is, fly to the United States of America with their French, German, Dutch passports, what have you, land at JFK, San Francisco, St. Louis, for that matter, and come into this country and do who knows what. I think the most urgent thing is whether the Kurds do it or the Turks do it or we do it, somebody needs to go in to those camps, get those guys isolated, and just take care of them once and for all. You can call it an atrocity if you want. I'd much rather have to take care of that over there than with those people when they're basically surrounded in the middle of Syria than have them come over and go into Trafalgar Square or the Champs-Élysées or the Kurfürstendamm in Berlin or Times Square, God forbid, and start mowing down Frenchmen, Germans, Dutchmen, or Americans.
We're speaking with DeRoy Murdoch, Fox News contributor, also a member of Project 21. I think that's a very interesting point. You listen to people who are in the Senate together, in the same party together, people like Lindsey Graham and also Rand Paul, have very different opinions on this issue, different support for the president. And as you're mentioning it there, this is a phrase I keep hearing people say, I'd rather fight them over there than fight them over here. What is the purpose of our presence in Syria as it was at the beginning, before he decided to pull back? What was that initial purpose of our presence at that place? Well,
I think a lot of it was, in fact, to wipe out the Islamic State. The Islamic Caliphate was, at the time that President Trump arrived, the size of not one but two New Jerseys. So if you've ever been in New Jersey, just picture two of those. That's how much acreage, how many square miles ISIS controlled. That was shrunk down to nothing. They have no control of anything. The Islamic Caliphate is gone, thank God. I think it's one of the greatest achievements of President Trump, and I fear that this very sudden withdrawal out of Syria and the arrival of the Turks and the Kurds leaving. I saw in one place the apparently 90% of the guards had to leave the camp so they could go and fight the Turks, leaving the ISIS killers largely unguarded, according to the report I saw. That spectacular and seminal victory of his in terms of eliminating the ISIS caliphate is going to be erased. These people are going to either return to their old territory or, even worse, come back over here and kill us. This is an awful thing. And my fear is that this is not just going to be a huge political mess for the president, but it could lead to mass carnage and mass death. And nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, that's a scary proposition. We're speaking
terrifying.
With DeRoy, let me ask you this. The president says that it's not our battle to fight, but he does say he doesn't want Turkey to attack Syria. He doesn't want Turkey to take that military action towards the Syrians. He says he's going to bring a great economic bomb essentially to Turkey and say they will destroy the Turkish economy. Is economic warfare in this capacity enough to try to stop what you're suggesting could happen from actually happening?
I don't know if the Turks will buckle under this kind of pressure, or given their tremendous hatred for the Kurds if they'll say, look, we don't mind having our economy go south if we go in and wipe the Kurds out, who they apparently have hated for hundreds of years for reasons that are beyond me and probably beyond any American's understanding. But the most vital thing to do is to get rid of these ISIS guys. I don't care if they're drones. I don't care if they're B-52s. They just need to be taken care of, or they're going to be over here. And they need to be wiped out. They just need to be exterminated. I think it's the most absolutely vital thing that has to happen here. I hate to see the Kurds and the Turks battle it out, but the most important thing is to make sure these ISIS killers are not over here killing us. I don't think that can be taken care of brutally enough or immediately enough, but it has to happen right now.
So for people who are, you know, very novice when it comes to these foreign policy issues, you've got Turkey moving its way into Syria. The Kurds were who we have been working with to guard these ISIS prisoners. What does Turkey have against Syria? What does Turkey have against the Kurds? Why did the Kurds need Americans? What is the root cause of the conflict there?
Like so many of these battles in that part of the world, Annie, these are tensions and hatreds that go back centuries, that may go back thousands of years. I can't, as an American, look at the Turks and the Kurds and figure out why they hate each other so much, but they do. I think what we should have done, as soon as Erdogan said, hey, I'm going to roll across the border into Syria, the steps of the president's announced these sanctions and weakening the Turkish lira, all that. All these things should have been said ahead of time. Listen, you roll across the border, all these things are going to happen. The threats should have come before they rolled in, not after. I'm all for getting Americans out of harm's way and getting us out of places where there's no tremendous national interest, but there should have been some sort of a relief force, whether it's NATO or other countries going in and taking the place of our soldiers. You may recall a few years back, I can't think of his last name, first name was Steve, this Australian who was involved with animals and underwater life and so on.
Yeah, Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin, thank you, that's his name, Steve Irwin. And he was attacked by stingray, and the stingray put its stinger into his heart, apparently, or into his chest.
Yeah.
And he pulled it out, the poor man bled to death. If he'd left it in and gone to hospital with surgeons, they could have taken it out carefully, and he would have survived. I think, unfortunately, what President Trump has done was similar to Steve Irwin grabbing the stingray and yanking it out of the chest rather than doing this very carefully, deliberately, and wisely rather than rashly. I'm a big supporter of President Trump's, but I think this was definitely, unfortunately, a botched job on his part.
So, DeRoy, I think the question that a lot of Americans have or the position that a lot of them take is they say this is a war that has been fought for centuries, just like you commented there, and that there's nothing for us to solve over there. I don't hear you saying that we need to be there to fix the problem, but that there is a problem over there that needs to be addressed, that needs American interest. Is that a correct assumption of what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I don't think we need to have bases there permanently or anything like that. I think we can remove ourselves from that situation, but we need to have, I think we should have some kind of replacement force so that our allies, the Kurds, don't get wiped out. And it could be a total genocide, A. And then the other thing, as I said again, the ISIS guys, the ISIS killers just have to be taken care of. They just need to be wiped out or they're going to be over here. And if people feel sorry for them and weepy, et cetera, look, nobody put guns to their heads and forced them to join ISIS. It's not like they were drafted into ISIS or kidnapped. These people up and left wherever they were living before, went to join ISIS. It's their fault. They have to take the blame for this and pay the consequences. And here, ultimately, the consequence is they have to die or they're going to come over here and kill us. Yeah. This is desperately urgent. This needs to be taken care of, I think, in the next 24 to 48 hours. We're going to have these people coming over here and wiping out innocent American men, women, and children, innocent Frenchmen, innocent British people, innocent Germans, etc. I don't want to see that. Death from above, wipe them out. This absolutely has to happen. I think nothing is more urgent on the president's agenda than that right now.
DeRoy Ryan Wiggins, do you see this as a larger initiative by Trump to start pulling troops home from other parts of the globe too, or is this isolated?
I don't know. He certainly talked about, when he ran for president, he talked about bringing our people home. You know, why do we still have troops in Italy, Spain, Germany, England, etc.? There's certainly a case to be made for, I think we just celebrated, what was it, the 70th anniversary of the 75th anniversary of D-Day. We still have troops over in Europe. You know, do we still need all of them, or maybe we could do with fewer? Those are the kind of places which, of course, are stable, and we don't have to worry about, I think, Germany and France going back to war or anything like that. But there are a lot of places where we've got American troops serving, basically like the control rods inside a nuclear reactor. You remove the control rods, and pretty soon you've got a China syndrome type situation. I think that's what we're seeing here now. It's fine to take the control rods out, but you've got to have some other control rods or the thing boils over, which is what we're seeing right at the moment in this unfortunate, I think, unnecessary boil over in the Middle East.
Doroy Murdoch, it's always great to have you on the show. We appreciate your time, and I'd encourage people to go to nationalcenter.org/project-21 to learn more about Project 21. Doroy, great to talk to you today.
Great to talk to you guys. Thanks very much.
Yep, absolutely. Take talk care. To you again
Bye-bye.
Soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.